The commune of Saint-André-les-Vergers stands to the west of Troyes, among a patchwork of orchards and canals. Its history can be traced back to l'Île Saint-Germain, a place in the marshes where Abbot Frobert of Troyes founded the Benedictine Abbey of Montier-la-Celle in the 7th century. Until the 12th century, it was one of the most important abbeys in Champagne and the Kingdom of France. It was demolished during the French Revolution when its stones were plundered. Only a few pieces of the abbey remain, including one side of the entrance porch, part of the outer wall, and the dovecote. There is no evidence to suggest that the village existed back then, since there is no mention of it in the abbey's records. The first recorded mention of the village of Saint-André dates back to the 16th century when its church was built. The village was renowned for its fruit, vegetables, and orchard produce, and in 1559, the municipality of Troyes granted residents the right to sell their wares at a market on a street known at the time as Rue de l'Épicerie. The suffix les vergers, the orchards, was added to the village's name by decree on the 4th of February 1919. The commune only began expanding in earnest in the 1930s, when fashion workshops opened there as the mechanical textiles industry grew, including the Valeton and Auguste Roger knitwear companies. It experienced another period of growth after the Second World War, when a major metal post factory opened in the commune. This brought new shops and services to Saint-André-le-Verger, and the urbanisation movement attracted a new, much younger population. No visit to Saint-André-le-Verger is complete without admiring the 16th century church dedicated to Saint Andrew the Apostle. It is noted for its vast aisle, its tall, slender spire, and its Renaissance-style main door, known as the Portail de Maraché, which dates from 1549 and was funded by local people to represent the commune's main activity, growing fruit and vegetables. There is plenty to see inside too, including several examples of 16th century Champagne region sculpture, an altarpiece depicting the Virgin Mary, a Eucharistic tower, and stunning 19th century stained glass windows. The church was listed as a historic monument in 1840. The commune also has many outdoor spaces such as the Vienne Valley, a popular walking spot for its abundant plant and wildlife, and the Valley of Fontaine-Saint-Martin, a strip of green among the surrounding built-up areas. Saint-André-le-Verger has vibrant cultural, sports and social scene, making it an appealing place to live.